So this is it.
This is it.
And this is the way it looks.
It's the way it looks.
I suppose in the end you get used to the furnishings?
It depends. Some people do.
Are all the rooms like this?
No, of course not. We get Chinese, Hindus, blacks, everything. What would they want with stuff like this?
And what do they think I want with it? God, it's hideous. Oh, well, I was always living with furniture I couldn't stand anywhere, and ideas, and people. I liked it.
Oh, you won't find it so bad here. You'll see.
Good, fine. Just the same, it seems funny to me. You've heard all the stuff they tell back there.
What about?
Oh, all this.
Don't believe all that crap. People who've never been anywhere near here.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are the thumb screws?
What?
The thumb screws, the whips, the racks.
Are you serious?
Huh? Oh, good.
Yes.
I was serious. No mirrors. No windows, of course. Nothing breakable. And why'd they take away my toothbrush?
there's your human dignity coming back.
You said your familiarity, my friend. I know where I am, I know why I'm here, but I'd be damned if I'm going to stand for any...
No harm, man. What do you expect? All the guests ask the same thing. Right away they ask, where's the thumbscrews? They're not thinking about that Pepsodent smile of theirs. Then you get them calmed down. And about that time, they start wanting their toothbrush. Now, just stop and think. Why in hell would you want to brush your teeth here?
Yes. I suppose that's true. And why would I want to look in the mirror? As far as the statue goes. Yeah, fine. There'll probably be plenty of times when I won't be able to look at it enough. Not enough, see? What the hell, there's nothing to hide. I tell you, I'm quite aware of my status here and why I was sent. Do you know what it's like to come in here? It's like drowning in hot water with your eyes above the water. And what do you see? A statue of Napoleon. What a nightmare. That's all right, you don't have to say anything. You're probably not allowed to anyway. I know, I'll shut up. But just don't think it's a shock to me. I knew what was coming. I know the whole score backwards and forwards, behind me and ahead of me. So, it's no toothbrush. No beds either. You never sleep, right?
Right.
I was sure of it. Why would you sleep anyway? You feel sleepy, it creeps up on you, behind the ears first. You feel your eyes shutting, but sleep. You lie down on the couch and all gone. You're not sleepy anymore. You have to rub your eyes, get up and go through the whole thing over again.
You've got some imagination.
Shut up. I'm not going to make any fuss. I just want to look the whole thing straight in the face. I don't want to give it a chance to knife me from behind where I can't see it. Imagination. Well, then how's this? You don't get sleepy? Why sleep if you're not sleepy? Correct. Ah. Wait a minute. I've got it. Why is it painful to be here? Why would it naturally have to be torture? I've got it. Just because it's life without time off. Without a break.
What do you mean, break?
What do I mean? Hey, look at me. I knew it. That's why you got that smug cocky expression on your face. My God, they're atrophied.
Just what are you talking about?
Your eyelids. We used to close ours. We called it blinking your eyes. A second of darkness. A little black curtain falls and goes back up until break is made. It keeps your eyeball moist and blots out the world. Think how restful it would be. 4,000 rests in an hour, 4,000 little escapes. So I'm going to live without eyelids. You know, it's all the same thing. Without eyelids, without sleep. No more sleep. But how am I going to put up with myself? Just try to understand. Try hard. I've got a mean, nasty kind of disposition, you see, and I'm sort of used to teasing myself, but I can't go on doing that all the time. Back there were nights I used to sleep, a wonderful soft sleep, to make up for it. I made myself have simple dreams. There'd be a field of grass, that's all. I'd dream I was walking through it. Is it daytime?
Daytime?
Is it light?
No, you see the lights are lit.
Yeah, I see, but outside.
Outside?
Outside, on the other side of the wall.
There's the hall.
And at the end of the hall?
More rooms and more halls and stairs.
And then what?
That's all.
You must have a day off once in a while. Where do you go?
See my uncle on the third floor. He's bell captain on that floor.
I should have guessed. Where's the light switch here?
There isn't any.
You mean you can't turn the light off?
Well, the management can shut off the juice, but I don't remember they ever did it on this floor. We have unlimited service.
All right, so you have to live with your eyes open.
Live?
Let's not split hairs about words. With your eyes open forever. Broad daylight in my eyes and inside my head. And... If I were to throw this statue at the chandelier, do you think it'd do the trick?
It's too heavy.
You're right. It's... too heavy.
Well, if you won't be needing me any longer, I'll...
You're going? Wait. That's a bell, isn't it? I can ring for you when I want, and you have to come.
Well, yes, but something seems to be wrong with it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
It works.
So it does. Don't get your hopes up. Won't last. Well, excuse me.
Yeah? No. Nothing. Hey. What's this?
Oh, a letter opener.
You have no mail delivery here?
No.
Then what good is it? All right, you can go. Boy! Boy! Boy!
call?
No.
Here you are, madam.
If there's anything you want to ask. Only usually the guests want a little information, you know. All the same to me. Besides, as far as the toothbrush goes and the statue and the bell, this gentleman knows all about it. He can answer your questions as well as I can.
Where is Florence?
I'm asking you a question. Where is Florence?
I haven't any idea.
Is that the best you can do? Torture by separation? Well, it's a failure as far as I'm concerned. Florence was a little fool, and I don't miss her.
I'm sorry, but who are you taking me for?
You? You're the torturer, I suppose.
That's very funny. You came in, you took one look at me, and you thought, that's the man who's going to torture me. What a mistake. That stupid bellboy should have introduced us. Torturer. Let me do the honours. Vincent Crado, journalist and writer. Since we seem to be sharing the same quarters, Madame Monroe.
Inez Serrano, mademoiselle.
Good, fine. Well, the ice is broken. Now, do you find I have the face of a torturer? And would you kindly tell me just how you can recognise one?
They look as if they were afraid.
Afraid? That's crazy. Of whom? Of their victims?
I know what I'm talking about. I've seen my own face in the mirror.
In a mirror? This place is impossible. They've taken everything that looks remotely like a mirror out of here. Well, anyway, I can assure you, I'm not afraid. I don't take the situation lightly. I'm fully aware of the seriousness, but I'm not afraid.
No, that's your business. Do you ever, by any chance, go out for a stroll?
The door's bolted.
So much the worse.
I can understand that you're not exactly happy to find me in here with you. And as a matter of fact, I'd rather be alone myself. I'd like the chance to get a few things straight in my mind, and put my life in order, as it were. But I'm sure we can get used to each other. I don't talk, I don't even move around much, and I make very little noise. The only thing is, if you don't mind my suggesting it, we should keep up the greatest politeness towards each other. It will be our best defense.
I'm not a polite person.
I'll be polite for both of us.
Your mouth.
I beg your pardon.
Do you think it would be possible to stop twitching your mouth? It's going around like a top under your nose.
Oh, I'm extremely sorry. I didn't realise.
That's just the trouble. You see there? You make a point of being polite, but you leave your face out in the open. You're not alone, and you have no right to inflict the sight of your fear on me.
You're not afraid?
What good would it do? Fear was for before, while we still had hope.
There's no more hope. That I know. But we're still before. Whatever it's to be, it hadn't begun yet, you know, Mademoiselle Serrano.
I know. And so, what's going to happen?
I don't know. I'm just waiting.
Can you hear me?
No! No, don't take your hands away. I know what's behind. You have no face. Oh, I don't know you.
I'm not the torturer, madam.
I didn't think that's who you were. I thought someone was trying to play a joke on me. Are you still expecting someone else?
No one else is coming.
Oh. Then we're going to be all alone, just the three of us.
It's not a laughing matter.
Oh, I know, but These divans are so hideous, and look how they've set them out in a row. I feel as if it were New Year's and I were visiting my Aunt Marie. Each one has his own divan, I suppose. This one's mine. But I shall never be able to sit down on it. It's frightful. I'm in turquoise and it's upholstered in this spinach green.
Would you like mine?
The burgundy one. It's awfully nice of you, but I'm afraid it wouldn't be much better. Oh well, what can one expect? Each one gets his little prize. Mine's the green one. I'll keep it. Actually, the only one that could possibly match at all is the one the gentleman's sitting on.
What did you hear, Crado?
What? Oh, the divan, yes. Excuse me. It's yours.
Thank you. Well, since we're all going to live together, I think we should make each other's acquaintance. I'm Estelle Delaunay.
Inez Serrano, I'm delighted.
Vincent Crowe.
Do you need me for anything?
Oh, that's all. I'll ring for you.
You're very lovely. I wish I had some flowers to make you feel more at home.
Flowers? Oh, yes, I always loved flowers. They'd wither here. It's so hot. Oh, dear. The important thing, I suppose, is to keep in a good humour. You were...
Yes, last week. And you?
I? Yesterday. The funeral isn't over yet. The wind is blowing my sister's veil around. She's doing all she can to cry. Come on, try a little harder than that. There, two tears. Two tiny little tears shining under the crepe. Oh, Gabrielle is terribly ugly this morning. She's holding on to her sister's arm. She doesn't dare cry because it would make her mascara run. I must say that in her place I... Well, after all, she was my best friend.
Did you suffer very much?
No. No, I was barely conscious.
What did you...
Pneumonia. There, it's over. They're leaving. Good morning, good morning. Such a lot of handshaking. My husband's ill, he's so unhappy he stayed at home. And you?
Gas.
And you?
12 bullets in my carcass.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I'm not a very high-class corpse.
No, but I mean, if only you wouldn't use such crude words. It's a little disgusting. After all, what's it mean? You know, it may very well be that we've all never been so much alive as we are right now. If we must give a name to this state of affairs, I suggest we call it absence. Sounds so much nicer. Have you been absent long?
About a month.
Where are you from?
Rio.
Oh. Have you anyone left back there?
My wife. She came to the jail every other day. And they wouldn't let her in. She's looking in through the bars now. Doesn't know yet that I'm absent. But she suspects. Now she's leaving. She's all in black. So much the better. She won't have to change. The sun is nice and bright and she's in black. There she is in the empty street. With those big eyes like a victim's. Ah. She gets on my nerves.
Estelle.
Excuse me, Monsieur Crado.
I beg your pardon?
You're sitting on my divan.
Oh, sorry.
You look so wrapped up.
I'm putting my life in order. It might be better for some people if they did the same thing.
Oh. Well, my life is all in order. Completely in order. It did it all by itself back there, and I don't need to bother about it here.
Really? You think it's that simple?
Oh, God, heat. May I?
Oh, don't. No, please, I can't stand men in their shirt sleeves.
Oh. Right. I used to spend all night in the coffee room. It was always hot as a jungle in there. It is hot as a jungle in there now. It's night now.
So it is. Already night. Millicent's getting undressed, getting ready for bed. How fast time flies there.
Yes. It's after midnight. They've closed up my room and sealed the door. And the room is empty and dark.
They've put their coats on the backs of the chairs, roll their shirt sleeves up above their elbows. Smells of men and cigar smoke. I used to like to live that way, with men around in their shirt sleeves.
Well, we don't happen to have the same taste, that's all that proves. And you, did you like men in shirt sleeves?
I'm not very fond of men.
Why? Why have they put us together?
What's that?
I look at you both and I think of how we're going to live together. I somehow expected to find friends, relatives.
A lovely friend with a hole in the middle of his face.
Yes, that one too. He used to do a rumba like an absolute professional. But why have they put us together?
Well, it's just chance. They put the people in wherever they can in the order of their arrival. What are you laughing
at? At you and your chance. Do you need to be reassured that badly? They leave nothing to chance.
Perhaps we've met somewhere before.
Never. I'd never have forgotten you.
Well, maybe we had friends in common. Do you know the Dubois-Seymours?
I doubt it very much.
Well, they're always entertaining. Everyone goes.
What do they do?
Do? Why, nothing. They have that big place at Cannes.
I was a secretary.
Oh, really? Well, then, of course, And you, Monsieur Crado?
I never left Rio. I found trouble enough there.
In that case, you must be right. It's pure chance that brought us together.
Chance? Then this furniture is here by chance. It's just an accident that the divan on the right is dark green and the one on the left is red. An accident. Well, then try changing them around and let me know how it comes out. And the statue, is that there by chance too? And this heat? This heat. I tell you, everything has been planned. Down to the last detail and with the greatest of care. This room was made for us. It was waiting for us.
But why should it be? Everything about it is so ugly, so hard and angular. I always hated angles.
Do you think I lived in a room like this?
Then you think everything has been arranged?
Everything. And we're well matched, too.
And it's not by chance that you happen to be sitting opposite me? What are they waiting for?
I don't know. But they're waiting, don't worry.
I can't stand it. When I think someone expects me to do something right away, I have the most awful urge to do just the contrary.
Go ahead, do it. But you don't even know what it is they want you to do.
It's unbearable. And something's supposed to happen to me because of you two? Because of you two? I've seen faces that meant something to me right off, but yours say nothing at all.
Come on now. Why are we together? You've already said too much. Go on to the end.
But I don't know anything about
it. We've got to know.
If only each one of us had the courage to tell...
What?
Estelle.
Yes?
What did you do? Why have you been sent here?
Well, I don't know. I haven't the vaguest idea. I even have a feeling it must be a mistake. Now, don't smile. Think of all the people who become absent every day. They come here by the thousands and are taken care of by mere underlings, uneducated employees. Well, how could there help being an error now and then? No, don't laugh at the idea. It's perfectly reasonable. And you, why don't you say something? Perhaps they didn't make a mistake in my case, but perhaps they did in yours. And yours too, maybe. Don't you think it's better to think we're here by mistake?
Is that all you have to tell us?
What more do you want to know? I have nothing to hide. I was an orphan, had no money, and was trying to bring up my younger brother. There was an old friend of my father's who wanted to marry me, and he had a good deal of money and was rather nice, so I accepted. What would you have done in my place? I mean, my brother's health was terribly delicate, and it was frightfully difficult to give him the kind of care he needed. I lived 6 years with my husband without even a shadow of trouble or unhappiness. Then 2 years ago, I met the man I was really meant for. We both knew it the minute we saw each other, and he wanted me to run off with him, but naturally I wouldn't. After that, I had pneumonia, that's all. Of course, I suppose I could be blamed in a way for having sacrificed my youth to an old man. But do you think that's wrong?
Certainly not. Do you think it's wrong to live according to your principles?
I don't see how anyone could be blamed for that either.
I edited a newspaper that had a reputation for telling the truth. I had a bold policy, the truth, whether they liked it or not, and the hell with the consequences. I always came out against war, pacifist, not the milksop kind, but militantly against war, against any war. Then war broke out. My enemies denounced me as a traitor. I was for the brotherhood of man, but mine was a lost cause. They shot me. I folded my arms, and they shot me. Where's the blame there? What did I do wrong?
You did nothing wrong. You're
a hero. And so it was as simple as that.
Well, almost. Perhaps not quite.
It was lucky you had no responsibilities toward anyone. You weren't married, I take it?
Yes, I had a wife. What about her? I took her out of the gutter to marry her.
You see?
I see. I see. Who are you putting this act on for anyway? We're all in this together.
Together?
Criminals, together. We're in hell, my little friend, and there's never any mistake there. People are not damned
stop
for
it.
Nothing. In hell, damned.
Stop, will you stop?
Damned.
I get you to use coarse words.
I said damned. Did you hear that, Salvation Nell? And you too, you great big clean-cut hero. Oh, we had our day, didn't we? People suffered. They went through agonies because of us, and we thought it was pretty amusing. Well, it's got to be paid for
will
now.
Will you shut up?
Wait. Now I understand. I see why they've put us together.
Be careful what you say. We don't want to hear it anyway. We know we're here. Isn't that enough for you?
Oh, no, you've got to hear this. This is too good to keep secret. It's pretty clever. Very clever. There's no physical torture, right? No nail pulling and roasting over the flames. And yet we're in hell. And nobody else is coming. No one. We're together. Just the three of us from now on.
I know it.
Well, this is the point. They've made a saving in their hired help, that's all. The customers serve themselves. It's like a cafeteria.
What do you mean?
Each one of us is the torturer for the other two.
I won't provide your tortures for you. I have nothing against you. I don't want anything to do with you, nothing. It's perfectly simple. Each one into his little corner. It's a game. You there, you there. And I'm here. And silence. Not a word. It's not so hard, is it? Each one of us has enough to do thinking about himself. I could stay 10,000 years without speaking.
I have to be quiet.
Yes, and we'll be safe. Just be quiet. Look inside yourself. Never lift your head once. Agreed?
Agreed.
I agree.
Well, goodbye.
I'm sorry, you wouldn't have a mirror? A mirror, a little hand mirror, you know, anything? Well, if you're going to leave me all alone, at least you might get me a looking glass.
Well, I have one in my bag. It's gone. They must have taken it when I came in here.
What a bore.
What's the matter?
I feel so strange. Don't you ever feel that way? When I can't see myself in the mirror, I can't even feel myself, and I begin to wonder if I really exist at all.
You're very lucky. I always feel myself inside.
Oh, yes, inside. Everything goes on in one's head is so vague, it puts one to sleep. There are six huge mirrors in my bedroom. I can always see them, but they can't see me. They reflect the couch, rug, the window. How empty it is a mirror if I can't see myself in it. Whenever I had to talk to anyone, I always arranged it so I could see myself in one. I talked and I could see myself talking. I could see how I looked to other people, and it sort of kept me awake. My makeup. I'm sure I've put it all on wrong. I simply can't go on for all eternity without a mirror.
Wouldn't you like me to be your mirror?
Come on.
I invite you over to my house. Sit down on my divan.
But,
Oh, we won't pay any attention to him.
We're going to hurt each other. You said so yourself.
Do I look as if I wanted to hurt you?
You never know.
It's you who'll hurt me. But what does it matter? If I've got to suffer, it might as well be because of you. Sit down. Hello, sir. Come over here, closer to me. Now. Look into my eyes. What do you see?
I see myself very tiny. I can hardly see myself.
I see you. All of you. Ask me questions. You'll see no mirror could be so faithful.
Oh, Monsieur Crado, I'm sure we're annoying you with our silly chatter.
Let him be. He doesn't count anymore. We're all alone. Go on. Ask me questions.
Is my lipstick on straight?
Oh, here. Let's see. Oh, not very.
Oh, I knew it. Fortunately, nobody saw me. I'll start over again.
That's better. No. Follow the line of the lips. I'll guide your hand. There. That's it.
Is it as good as it was a little while ago when I came in?
Better. Heavier. More cruel. Just the right makeup for hell.
And it's all right. Oh, it's such a nuisance. I can't judge for myself. I swear it's all right.
Do you think I'd lie to you, my sweet?
Swear it looks all right.
You're beautiful.
Yes, but have you any taste? I mean, do you have my taste? Oh, it's so awful. It's so nerve-wracking.
I have the same taste as you because I like you. Look at me. Straight at me. Smile at me. I'm not ugly either. Don't you think I'm better than a mirror?
I don't know. You're a little terrifying. See, my reflection in the mirror was caught there, you know, and I could do what I wanted with it. I knew it so well. If I smile now, it'll go all the way into your eyes, and heaven only knows what will happen to it there.
And who's stopping you from catching me? Won't you call me Inez?
It's awfully hard for me to call women by their first names.
Especially secretaries, I suppose. Oh, what's that you've got there on your cheek? It looks like a pimple.
On my cheek where?
You see? I'm a mirror to catch little mice in, and you're my little mouse. I've got you. Oh, no, it's all right. There's nothing, nothing at all. You see? Suppose the mirror should begin to lie. Or if I should shut my eyes and wouldn't look at you, then what would you do with all that beauty? But don't worry. My eyes will stay wide open. I have to look at you. And I'll be nice. Very nice. But you call me Inez.
You like me, Inez?
Very much.
I wish he'd look at me too.
Because he's a man. You win. Well, why don't you look at her? Oh, come on, come on. You didn't miss a word of what we were saying.
You're right. Not a word. Not even with my fingers in my ears. Your gabbing went right through. Are you going to leave me alone or not? I have nothing to do with you, you understand?
But this little number, you want something to do with her. Oh, I see right through you. You think she'll be more interested if you sit over there like a big man thinking...
I told you to leave me alone! There's somebody talking about me at the paper and I want to listen. I don't give a damn about your little friend, if that makes you feel any better.
Thank you.
Shh! Oh, there. I begged you to stop talking.
Well, she began. I didn't ask her for anything and she offered me her mirror.
No, you just made faces so he'd look at you.
And what if I did?
Oh, shut up, for God's sake. Can't you see where this is leading us? Now, we're going back. And sit down, quietly. And we're going to shut our eyes, and each one is going to try to forget that the others are here.
Forget, how childish.
I can feel you right down to my bones. Everything you don't say yells itself into my ears. You can nail your mouth shut, cut off your tongue. Do you think that will keep you from existing? Do you think it will stop you from thinking? And can hear your brain going tick-tock like an alarm clock, and I know you can hear mine. And you want to sit back in your easy chair. You're all over the room! Every sound comes into my ears dirty because you've heard it on the way. You've even stolen my face. You know what it looks like, and I don't anymore. And her, you've stolen her. If we were alone, do you think she'd dare treat me the way she does? Take those hands away from your face! I'm not going to leave you alone. It would be too easy. You'd like to just stay there unconscious, buried inside yourself like a Buddha, and have me sit over there with my eyes shut, knowing that every sound she made down to the rustling of her dress was for you, and she was sending over smiles to you that you couldn't see. But I'm not having any of that. I want to choose my own hell. I want to look right at you and fight in the open.
All right. I suppose it's inevitable. They've managed us as if we were children. If they put me in with men, men know how to shut up. But I suppose you can't ask for too much. You like me, sweetheart. I've got a feeling that you do.
Don't touch me.
Oh, be yourself. You know, I liked women a lot. You didn't know that. And they liked me a lot. So just take it easy. We've got nothing to lose here. Manners what for? Ceremony for what? This is private. In a little while we'll be as naked as the day we were born.
Leave me alone.
As the day we were born. I warned you, I asked for nothing except peace and a little silence. I had my fingers in my ears. DeVoe was talking. He was standing in between the tables. All the fellas in the copy room were listening, in shirt sleeves. I was trying to hear what they were saying. I couldn't get it. Everything goes by so fast on Earth. But you couldn't shut up, not for a minute. Well, it's finished now. He's stopped talking. Whatever he was thinking about me has gone back inside his head. But we've got to go on to the end. Naked as the day we were born. I want to know who I'm dealing with.
You know. You know now.
As long as any one of us hasn't told why he's here, we won't know anything. You. You there. You start. Why? Tell us why. If you're straight with us, it may save us a lot of trouble. Come on, tell us why.
I told you I don't know. They wouldn't tell me.
No, they wouldn't answer me either. But I know myself. You afraid of talking first? All right.
I'll stop. It's not very pretty.
Well, that's all right. We know you're a deserter.
That's enough of that. Don't talk about that ever. I'm here because I tortured my wife. That's all. For 5 years. And of course she's still suffering. There she is. As soon as I talk about her, I can see her. It's Duval I really want to know about. So of course it's my wife I see. Where is Duval? 5 years. What do you know? They've given her back my stuff. She's sitting by the window with my jacket on her knees. The one with the 12 holes. The blood looks like rust. The edges of the holes are rusty. It's a museum piece. A historic garment, and I wore it. Are you going to cry? I bet you end up by crying. I used to come in blind drunk, smelling of liquor and women. She'd have been waiting up all night, but she never cried. Not a word of reproach, of course, only her eyes. I can't be sorry. It's raining out. Are you going to cry? There's a woman who was born to be a martyr.
Why did you make her suffer?
Because it was easy. All she needed was a word to make her change color. She was sensitive. Ugh. Never a word of blame from her. I'm a great one for teasing, though. I'd wait and wait, but no, never a whine, never a reproach. I found her in the street, understand, just a little two-bit. Now she's running her hand over the coat without looking at it. Her fingers are feeling out the holes as if she were blind. What are you waiting for? What do you think's going to happen? I tell you, I don't regret anything. Her whole trouble was she admired me too much. She thought too much of me. Can you understand that?
No, I wasn't admired.
So much the better for you. All this probably seems very abstract to you then, but here's a story. I had brought a mulatto girl home to live. What nights. My wife slept downstairs on the first floor. She must have heard us. You know what she did in the morning? She got up first.
And got breakfast for you.
Yes, and brought it to us in bed. Two little trays.
You bastard.
I got you that. But a very special bastard to her. No, nothing. It's Duval, but he's not talking about me. You were saying bastard. Hell, if I wasn't a bastard, what would I be doing here? And what about your case?
Well, I was what they call back there, one of those women. Already damned, you know, so this is no great surprise.
That's all?
No. There's that business with Florence, but everybody concerned is dead. The three of us. He was first, then she, and I. Nobody's left there, and I'm satisfied. Nothing but the room. I see it from time to time. Just empty, with the blinds shut. They've finally taken the seal off the door. For rent. It's for rent. There's a sign on the door.
Three? Did you say three?
Three.
A man and two women?
Yes.
Well. He killed himself?
That one. He wasn't up to it. And yet it wasn't for lack of reason. He'd suffered enough. No, it was a trolley car that killed him. Isn't that a laugh? I lived with him. He was my cousin.
Florence was a blonde?
A blonde. You know, I may have no regrets about my life, but still don't think I like going over all
come
this.
Come on, out with it. You poisoned her mind against him, right?
Yes, little by little. A word here, a word there. For instance, he made a noise when he drank. He blew into the glass through his nose. Little things, nothing at all. The poor man was very soft, vulnerable. What are you laughing at?
I'm not vulnerable. Mm.
That remains to be seen.
I sort of slipped inside her mind, and she began to see him through my eyes. And in the end, there she was in my hands. We took a room at the other end of town.
And then?
Then came the trolley car. I used to say to her every day after it happened, well, sweetie, we got rid of him. I'm malicious. I'm bad, I know.
I know. I am too.
No, you're not malicious with you. It's something else.
What?
You're just trying to prove something to yourself.
But what?
I'll tell you later. But I'm really bad. I mean, I need to see other people suffer to exist at all. A torch. A torch in their hearts. When I'm all alone, I go out. For 6 months I flamed in her heart. Burned everything. Then she got up one night and turned on the gas. I didn't hear her. She got back into bed beside me. That's all. What?
Nothing. That was a nasty business.
Of course it was a nasty business. So what?